And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major assault earlier this week, brushing off calls for restraint. Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack, leaving the region bracing for further escalation after months of fighting in Gaza. Israel's allies have been urging Israel to hold back on any response that could spiral. Meanwhile, in the U.S., Iran's weekend attack against Israel has spurred a flurry of bipartisan legislation in Congress, uniting lawmakers against Iran, even as the risk of a larger regional war looms. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Several measures introduced and passed in the House and Senate seek to both publicly condemn and punish Iran financially. Lawmakers have denounced Iran's actions, which came in response to a suspected Israeli strike weeks earlier on an Iranian consular building in Syria that killed two Iranian generals. The swift bipartisan condemnation of Iran has put on sharp display the durability of American support for Israel, even amid growing partisan division over how the country is handling its war with Hamas. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ukraine's military said it Thursday had shot down all 13 aerial drones launched by Russia in overnight attacks, while Russia's military reported destroying 20 Ukrainian drones. Regional Governor Svetlana Onyuchuk on Telegram said falling debris from downed drones started multiple fires in that region. Meanwhile, the bulk of Ukraine's aerial attack focused on the Belgrade region along the border between the two countries. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba on the sidelines of the G7 meetings in Capri, Italy on Thursday. He told reporters it's urgent for the friends and supporters to Ukraine to help Ukraine defend itself. Kuleba said Russia's overnight attacks highlight Ukraine's need for additional air defenses. This is VOA News. European Union leaders meeting in Brussels are debating a new European competitiveness deal aimed at helping the 27-nation bloc close the gap with Chinese and American rivals amid fears the region's industries will otherwise be left behind for good. In day two of the EU summit Thursday, former Italian Prime Minister Enrico Letta will present a report he drafted suggesting an EU-wide effort to subsidize domestic production of new technologies, much the way the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act was designed to do. As he arrived ahead of Thursday's meetings, Letta expressed to reporters the urgency of the situation.
There's no time to waste. The gap between the European Union and the U.S. in terms of economic performances is becoming bigger and bigger.
According to Letta's report, while GDP per capita in the U.S. increased by almost 60% between 1993 and 2022, in Europe the increase was less than 30%. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said Thursday the U.S. will stand with Japan until every one of its citizens, Tokyo says, were abducted by North Korea decades ago, are returned home. Japan says North Korea abducted at least 17 Japanese citizens, possibly many more, to train them as guards during the 1970s and 80s. 12 remain missing. The U.S. UN ambassador began a visit to Japan Thursday with a meeting in Tokyo with the families of those who say their loved ones have been taken. She said U.S. support for their cause runs deep.
Let me assure you that this commitment is not dependent on any political party or administration, but it is rooted in the deeply rooted bonds between our countries and our people.
Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshimasa Hayashi said there is no time to lose in bringing the people home. International aid agencies say at least 13 people have killed after heavy rains have swept across Kenya once again. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Aid agencies say nearly 3,000 households have been displaced since the start of rainy season at the end of March, and that at least 13 people have died. The rains are expected to continue across the country, Kenya's Meteorological Service has said. Last week, it urged people in low-lying areas to move to higher ground. In Kisumu County, Maureen Adiambo says her home has been flooded. There's no place for her children to safely sleep, she says, and finding somewhere to cook is a hassle. Some residents said they wanted the government to improve infrastructure to lessen the impacts of flooding caused by increased rainfall.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. For more on this and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.